Welcome back to Al TV. I'm very proud to say that today we'll be speaking with a man who has been a major force in the world of hip-hop, a man who has virtually redefined the genre and brought a new urgency and intensity to the music world with his insightful lyrics and dynamic flow. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and it's an extreme honor for me to interview the very talented... Sorry, man, I can't do this with a straight face. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline. Kevin, welcome to Al TV.
Thank you.
I know you've been getting this question from everybody, but I have to ask you anyway. What exactly did you think of my new album, Straight Outta Linwood?
It was great.
Really? You listened to it?
Listened to it a couple of times.
And you think it's great?
It's crazy.
Cool. Okay, well, just wanted to get that out of the way. So you really liked it, huh?
You know, that's pretty much why I'm doing this.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm glad you're a fan. I guess I'll have to go kind of easy on you for this interview, huh? So, when did you first realize you had absolutely no talent? Too soon? Okay, I'll work up to that one. I hear you're touring now.
I am touring, yes.
Uh-huh. Why? I mean, after 9/11 and Katrina, hasn't this country suffered enough?
You know, I just...
Aren't you concerned about the emotional scarring and widespread psychological damage that a K-Fed concert tour could inflict on this nation?
A little bit, not too much, you know.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, I understand you recently got a new tattoo. Would you mind showing it to us? Oh, very nice. I'm just guessing here, but the F stands for what? Failure? You know what? That tattoo works on a number of levels because it could stand for both failure and delusional.
It was kind of perfect, you know.
Yeah, excellent choice. So, how does it feel to have made an album that's been so universally panned by the critics?
You know, I've had a lot of positive feedback from the album.
Oh, really? You mean like this review? I would rather jam an ice pick repeatedly into both of my ears than endure listening to the steaming pile of horse feces again.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to me. You know, it makes me happy that people are actually listening and that people are catching on.
So, that's a compliment to you?
That's the way I take it.
Oh. Then you're a complete moron.
Exactly.
So, I guess the big question that nobody really feels like asking you is, what are your plans for the future?
I'm probably going to pick up an inbox and put it on the back of the bus, too, so I can start recording and getting ideas for the second album.